Activist Afternoon Edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki, in our top stories. The management of public finances is poised to be more efficient in Cameroon, following the launch today in Yaoundé of the third phase of the Public Finance Support Governance Program by the Ministry of Finance. The role statistics play in promoting Cameroon's digital economy drive has been underlined at a sectoral conference opened in Yaoundé today by the Minister of Posts and Telecommunications. Activities to mark the 29th edition of World Rural Women's Day have been launched in Yaoundé by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, who has underscored the contribution of the rural woman to food security in the country. Those were top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lepga. A program geared towards improving the management of budgetary and accounting operations in state institutions in Cameroon has been launched in the capital city Yaoundé today at the Ministry of Finance. It is called the Public Finance Governance Support Program, known by the French acronym PACFI, and concerns decentralized territorial collectivities, public administrations, and enterprises. The government of Cameroon is pursuing its national inclusive education policy. A multi-sectoral meeting has taken place in Yaoundé today to approve that policy that seeks to ensure that all Cameroonians, especially the vulnerable, have equal access to mainstream education and vocational training. Mining companies operating illegally in the country have been suspended. The acting Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, Fu Calixtus Gentry, took the decision in a move to regulate the sector, said to be endowed with the potential to boost Cameroon's economic growth. The first preparatory meeting for the fourth edition of the International Fair for the Promotion of Youth Entrepreneurship, coupled with the commemoration of the Year 5 of the Joint Government United Nations Youth Connect Cameroon program, will hold tomorrow as from 10 o'clock in the morning. A news release from the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education indicates that the minister, Mununa Futsu, will chair the event at the conference room of his ministry. It includes unveiling the broad outlines of the annual event that showcases the initiatives of the youth who are beneficiaries of government and non-governmental programs. Cameroon's Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, is on his way to a locality in the Senegal Maritime Division of the Littoral Region called Masok Songlulu on the instructions of President Paul Biya. The one-day mission is to make an appraisal of the damage caused by recent torrential rains which destroyed 9 bridges in the area. Abroad, Kenya's Vice President Rigathi Gachagua has clashed with the leader of the East African nation, William Ruto. Members of parliament are due to vote on whether he should be impeached. He is accused of corruption, practicing ethnically divisive politics, and undermining the government, among a host of other charges. Gachagua Rigathi is expected to defend himself before parliament prior to the vote, after which impeachment proceedings will move to the Senate. In sports, the Indomitable Lions have been training in Yaoundé ahead of the first leg of their clash against Kenya, scheduled for Friday, the 11th of October. Currently, Cameroon's Ministry of Sports is hosting a meeting to organize the game. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Immense thanks for being with us. Cameroon's lawmakers are preoccupied with the current land disputes and other irregularities surrounding the cadastral and domanial sectors in the country. The MPs are meeting in Yaoundé to discuss possible reforms in existing legal instruments at a national consultation organized by the Parliamentary Network on Insurance, Banking and Currency. Doris Batetatoekwe reports.
The sale of same parcels to numerous buyers by vicious individuals, the establishment of illegal land titles, the anarchical occupation of state land and property by private individuals, and the non-mastery of existing legal instruments are just a few of the headaches plaguing the sector. Senate Vice President Senator Vanigansen Mochigla knows a little bit more where the migraine hits hard.
The obtention of land certificate is extremely costly. Sometimes it costs up to about R1 million, even above. Past ministers have said, now to have land certificate will take 6 months. But that's not the truth. In fact, there's a land certificate that has been following for about 10 years. It's not yet out.
The MPs, together with actors in the domain, including representatives of partner ministries, notaries and bankers, are making a diagnosis in order to come up with possible prescriptions. Honorable Funge Julius.
The last land law of pertinence that actually regulates issues on land, this back as far as 1974. Looking at things very well, we realize that this law is obsolete.
A few recommendations have been advanced already. Senator Vanigansen Mochigla, once again.
If they could institute what I would say, a one